Someone else? Karen.
I guess I should stand up for this one. A few months ago, I'd probably say about 5 or 6 months ago, I hurt my shoulder, and I don't know how I hurt it or what exactly happened, but it was to the point where I could barely lift my arm up this high, and I was like, you know, I can't go to the doctors, I don't have any health insurance. So I said, yeah, I'll let it go. We've been going to Bible study every Wednesday night, and Dale's talking to us about healing and healing. And I said to him, I've asked to be healed, and I'm not healed. What, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? Why am I not chosen to be healed? And he said, well, you have to look at your weeds, your hindrances. He said, maybe it's something, you know, that you're not thinking of. You know, pray about it. Keep praying. So I prayed, and I prayed. And, you know, things between work and life itself, I was getting, I don't know, down. Like, why wouldn't God let me be healed? What am I doing wrong? I mean, everything is always me. What's wrong with me? You know, that type of thing. And I was getting really bummed out and angry and frustrated and distant from God. And Sunday night,
wounded spirit.
I've been praying also to let you know that I felt my house was not in place. My oldest works 3 to 11 or 3 to midnight, and I don't see her very often. She doesn't come to church because she doesn't get home till now, 2 in the morning on Sundays. And I was praying for her. I said, we don't communicate much other than lunchtime, and it's hi, hello. And I said, if I bring anything up about God, she goes, Mom, I know. I pray, I know. So I've been praying to him also. I said, you know, I feel like we're disconnecting. The family's disconnecting, and I'm disconnecting. I don't know what's going on. So Sunday came along, and Samantha had a birthday, and she was at camp, and our family and friends couldn't get together. So they said, we'll do it Sunday. So all right. So I said, well, I won't be at Seacombe time. Well, they canceled the plans and said, we'll do it next Sunday. So I said, well, I already told them I'm not going to Seacombe time, so I'm not going to go. Samantha goes, Mom, now she just got back from camp. You need to go. I said, Sam, I told them I wasn't going. I'm tired. I'm like, Mom, you need to go. I like you better when you go. That was her words. So I said, okay. So I went and I came in. They go, oh, yeah, I'm here. So we sat down and we started praying. Now, normally, Dale opens us up and we pray usually one person at a time. For some reason, Sunday night, we all started praying out loud together. And we were doing it more and more. And I'm sitting there praying. I said, I just want to be close to you again. I want what I had last year when I was unemployed. I had that faith. I had that trust. Why did I let it go? And I'm praying and I'm praying. I'm going through the song in my head, Wrap Me in Your Arms. And other people are all, everybody's praying their own thing at their own time. And all of a sudden I hear one of my sisters touch another sister and hear her say, your arm is healed. You're healed. In the name of Jesus, you're healed. And God was saying to me, you're healed. Raise your arm. I raised my arm. I'm out of pain. It happened. I was so excited. I was like, stopped everybody. I'm like, wait. like, what's the matter?
She interrupted the whole atmosphere. God left the room.
And I said, I got to tell you something. And Dale knows. I mean, I've been lifting it here and maybe a little bit there. But I said, I've had pain and discomfort the whole time. People said, oh, you tore your rotator cuff, you have a frozen shoulder, you know, whatever. And I raised my arm up. I raised both of them up. And one of my sisters was going to me, I saw you kept doing that. I said, because I wanted to make sure it was real. She says, I kept seeing you. And I'm like, what in the world is she doing? And I said, I keep raising it because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't making it up, that it was real. And they were like, we all hugged and we thanked God and we praised God. And I do to this day. And, you know, and Dale said, make sure that you keep that. Don't, if any pain comes back or any stiffness comes back, rebuke it. Rebuke it. And I've done that, and I'm healed. I'm healed, I believe it, and I know it that he healed me. But that's not the only thing. Because when I was done, I was like, it was 7 o'clock, and I was like going, oh, I got to go tell Laura. Dale's like going, okay. Because Laura has Seacombe time from 7 to 8:30. So I ran down, and I come in the house, and Laura goes, what are you doing here? Because usually you go to Arlene's. I said, I got to share with you something. And I raised my arm, and she looked at me, and I said, I'm healed. And she went, oh, my gosh, and we started hugging and praising God again. And Dale came in, and we started praying. All of us started praying. And the energy and the Holy Spirit was in that room just like he was at Arlene's. And the next thing I know, Laura's going, I'm healed. My carpal tunnel is healed. I don't have any pain. They told me I was going to need surgery. She's, I don't have it. I'm fine. And that was the second healing that night. And we were standing there and singing and in joy and in the presence of the Lord. And he was there. And I know it. And I know he was there at Arlene's house. And I just wanted to share that with you. And also, I have one other thing I wanted to share. I know music affects a lot of people. It affects me tremendously as far as what I listen to and how I feel about it when I listen to it. And I have this song that Natalie Grant, I don't know if many of you know, she's a Christian singer. She has a song, and it's In Better Hands, it's called. And I was listening to this Monday going to work. And I've listened to it before, but I was listening to it in a much different way this time. And this is how I felt Sunday night, and this is what I wanted to share with you. One of the verses, it goes, it's like the sun is shining when the rain is pouring down. It's like my soul is flying, though my feet are on the ground. It's like the world is silent, though I know it isn't true. It's like the breath of Jesus is right here in this room. So take this heart of mine, there is no doubt. I'm in better hands now. And I wanted to share that with you. And it's an awesome song, and if you ever have a chance to listen to it, listen to it. But that's how I felt Sunday night. And I don't know any other buddy, if they want to raise their hand saying Sunday night they felt the same way, go right ahead. If you don't, it's up to you what you want to do. But I thought it was that way. And I just wanted to let you know that what is going on in this house is awesome. And also, I had one other thing to share. Sunday night, 2:30 in the morning, Sharon comes home from work, wakes me up. Well, she usually does, tells me she's home. And I said, yeah, okay, good night. And I got to get up in the morning for work. She goes, I got to share something with you, Mom. I'm on cloud nine. I got to share it with you. I got so much to tell you. And I said, what? And she said, I was asked to stay after work because the manager didn't want to stay there by himself. And another girl was there. She said, Mom, we started talking about God. And I said, you did? And she said, yeah. And she goes, I got to share what I believe. I got to share God's word with them. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm on cloud nine and I want to shout the rooftops. She said, I just wanted to let you know that. She says, I haven't forgotten. Now, I haven't said anything to her. And she told me that. So God not only blessed me with a healing Sunday night, he blessed me with Samantha coming home from camp talking God's word and with Sharon talking. He let me know that my house is right and that we're in the right place. So thank you.
Ask anything in my name, and I will do it for you, that your joy may be full. Your joy is made full when you receive. When you receive, that's when your joy is made full. When you haven't received and you're not sure you're receiving, that's when you're in that vague place and you're wondering and wandering. God doesn't want us there. He wants us receiving.